Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, this is Mijun Sulu, lead podcast producer at Consequence. And this is Consequence Uncut's annual report podcast, brought to you exclusively by Amazon Music. A reminder, you can get Amazon Music Unlimited, which now includes Audible's library of over 1 million audiobooks free for 3 months by going to tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Again, that's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. On this episode, we present our comedian of the year, the one and only Nikki Glaser. Glaser has long been a stand-up star, but had a particularly massive 2024. Her stand-up special, Someday You'll Die, received Emmy and Grammy nominations. She killed at the Roast of Tom Brady, she released her debut pop single, and she was named the host of the 82nd Golden Globe Awards. In a funny and insightful conversation with editorial coordinator Jonah Krueger, Glaser reflects on all this, the election, and more. You can listen to a small snippet here or go to Amazon Music through the link in our show notes to listen to the full episode. After listening, read the full Comedian of the Year feature and see the video of the discussion at consequence.net. And don't forget to check out all the rest of Consequence's annual report coverage. Please enjoy.
Well, thanks again for taking the time to sit down with us. We're very excited to have you be the Comedian of the Year.
I'm so flattered, so honored.
Well, you did all the hard work. It's time to, bask in the glory.
It is time, right? Let's do it. I'm ready to bask.
I'm really excited to jump into all the cool stuff you did this year. But before, since this is kind of part of our look back on 2024, I just kind of wanted to start off by asking you how your 2024 was, you know?
The year as a whole, well, me as a whole, I'm also a whole as a woman. It was like maybe one of the best years of my life career-wise. And as far as like personal-wise, yeah, it's pretty good. Romantically, it's very good. Friendship-wise, couldn't be better. Family, everyone's healthy. I got a dog. I still struggle with depression. I've had some really dark periods over the year, but that's kind of like par for the course. And then I've been very successful in the things that I've gotten to do and had a lot of fun. I'm trying to think. I've had some failures. I've had some things that I've been embarrassed of and some low points. So it's pretty average for a year. But even though on the outside and on Instagram, it looks like I have a very enviable life, which I do, but it's, you know, sometimes I look at my own Instagram and I'm like, God, she has it all. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's you. And so it's, you know, it's not always perfect. I still struggle and I still have low self-esteem and all of the things that make for a great comedian.
Par for the course. And, you know, it's obviously something you touch on a lot in your work, both the special and the song, obviously, it was like super all about that. I guess that's a great opportunity to talk about the song and then we can move into the special.
Yeah.
Just because I think the first time I heard it was watching the special and then it like kicks in right at the end. It doesn't really click until you go back to actually listen to it, but it's like a pretty serious song. Like, I was like, oh,
dark themes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Nikki's got a song. It'll probably be pretty funny and raunchy.
Well, you know, I love music. I always wanted to be a musician. I love pop music. And so when the opportunity came up to possibly write my own song, because we just didn't have a song for the credits and we had no money to get one. And so we were in the edit, like about to deliver the show. And it's like, can we write a song in a week? Because I can't afford to get whatever Metric song I was listening to that, or Maggie Rogers song, whatever it was, that I wanted to get. We didn't have the budget. You know, it's tens of thousands of dollars. And it's like $1,000 to even check how much the price is going to be. And we were over budget. So anything, it was going to be $800 for me to check if a Maggie Rogers song was even affordable beyond that. And so it was like, I'll just write my own song. And I've always been scared to write a song because I just think I can't do it. And it's just better to not try and to think, oh, yeah, I could, than to do it and fail. And so I just never did it. But this was like, this really taught me a lesson about, like, if you want to get stuff done in your life, like, pretend that you are being hired by someone and it's you. Like, I hired myself. Like, I was like, okay, if I was like a budding musician, which I kind of, I take guitar lessons and I sing and I always have dreams of it. If some comedian was like, I have an HBO special and I want you to write the song for the end of it, I wouldn't turn that opportunity down and be like, no, I suck. I would just like rise to the occasion, which is how I got to where I am in stand-up. Just like getting asked to do things that I'm not ready for and just figuring it out and sometimes bombing and learning from that. But I just kind of, that's the only way I got myself to write a song was to just be like, okay, just pretend a comedian that isn't you asked you to do a song for your special, for her special, you would do it for free and you are going to do it for free. And so I did it. And then, and you know, it was tempting to just write a comedy song and to have it just be filled with punchlines to kind of like, I was going to do that. I set out to do that. And then the song that came out of me was just like kind of not that. And I thought, oh, this is interesting because people that hear it won't maybe even think it's me at first. Like, I don't even want anyone, I don't want people to go like instantly, like, that's Nikki's song. Like, I just want people to be like, what is this? Who is this? Oh, that's her. And so I didn't want it to be a comedy song. I think I've done that in the past. I've written a lot of parody songs. Like, I love performing funny songs, but yeah, it's just not what I wrote that day when I sat down to write. And it was really fun. And I haven't written a single thing since. And it's almost been a year.
Well, I was going to say, it almost sounds like you're soft pitching all the comedians listening in that if they need less than if they have less than $800 for their song.
Write one. Hire your friends.
Oh, I was going to say hire you.
Oh, hire me. Oh, yeah. Please hire me. I'll write songs for... That is honestly, you're so right. Yes, hire me because I will... if you ask me to do it, if you build it, I will come. I will do it. But that's the only way I motivate. Like, I was just having a conversation with someone about being successful and how did you get to this place? And I'm kind of analyzing it. I'm like, because I just agreed to things I didn't think I could do and then I couldn't back out of them. Like, honestly, I think that's my entire career is just saying yes to things that terrify me and thinking maybe there's a chance I can do it. And then, you know, a couple months, weeks, days out, I go, oh, no, I can't do this. But it's too late to back out. And so you just have to do it and you have to find some way to do it. And I think that's how I've gotten this far. I really attribute it to just having this burst of confidence for yourself months ahead. So you go, oh, yeah, I could do that. And then you deeply regret it the entire time until you do it. And then you go, oh, that wasn't so bad. Or it was so bad. And wow, I'll never do that again.
Thank you for checking out Consequences Annual Report. You can listen to the rest of this episode exclusively on Amazon Music through the link in our show notes. Please stay tuned for even more Annual Report content at consequence.net. See you soon.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.